Good morning. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett with Business Radio X here at the Small Business Matters Conference at the beautiful Hyatt Atlanta Perimeter at Villa Christina. And I am so pleased to be speaking with Bebe Webb. Bebe Webb is an entrepreneur and author. Bebe was also our first speaker this morning. And you talked about how adversity matters. Welcome to our interview, Bebe.
Thank you, Alex.
First of all, how do you feel like you did this morning? I thought you were excellent.
Oh, well, I think I got the message across and shared my story. And I think from talking with people, it was helpful. And they could relate to their own adverse situations in business.
And tell us, you talked about how adversity matters and how we can use it to our benefit.
How adversity rocks.
Well, that's true, how it rocks.
But
yes.
I started off saying adversity rocks and then saying, how preposterous. It stinks.
It was kind of quiet when you said that in the room.
It tears you up emotionally. It breaks you down physically. It makes you question spiritually. But it's no doubt one of the best teachers that any of us will ever have if we can sit with it and learn from it. I shared several stories on how I was able to leverage and use adversity to grow and learn as a business owner.
Right, and very inspirational, by the way. I thought
your
stories were wonderful. I want to ask you about the Carl House.
Yeah.
You showed some beautiful pictures of this home, and now I want to come visit it because
please
I love beautiful homes.
Yeah.
Tell us, when did you get the idea for this? Had you always, like, just wanted to be involved in the wedding scene?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay.
I was a performing artist, and then I'd gone on to do some work with communication skills workshops with businesses, and I ended up moving up to this part of Atlanta, and I married a man up in the Auburn Carl area, and he had this old house and always wanted to renovate it, and I had always created events being a performer, and I had a one-woman show years ago, and I thought, well, I can do this, and it just seemed that weddings made sense because you could project the cash flow a year ahead because they book ahead, and we were kind of out in the boondocks. Felt like it anyhow. Didn't really anticipate that we would be doing 125, 140 events a year, but that's what we're doing. And we've built a nice reputation, and we do in-house culinary, the florals, more of a one-stop shop, and it has been a delight and a journey, such a learning. But 13 years in, I'm really just grateful to be where we are.
Well, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us a little bit. Bebe, you're also an author. Tell us the name of your book.
Yeah, it's called Build Your Business, Bebe Webb's Notes from the High Wire. And Alex, it's everything I've learned, the good, the bad, and the ugly over the last 13 years of business, and just sharing with other business owners some of the things I learned. I didn't go into business with a business background. I was always good at sales and marketing, and as I shared, could, you know, produce events well. But there was a lot to learn, and I now go and consult throughout the country and speak around the country to other small business owners about creating culture, creating processes and procedures, and, you know, having the right people working with you, and making sure that you have clear strategies and leveraging adversity and that kind of thing to help them possibly avoid some of the errors maybe that I made.
Well, I hope sometime in the future you would be able to come by Business Radio X and do
a show
with us. But I'm also now going to give a shameless plug. Bebe, I produce and host a show called Artrepreneur.
What's it called?
Artrepreneur, A-R-T, not entrepreneur, Artrepreneur Radio, where I bring artists in that are, you know, struggling entrepreneurs, and you would be perfect for that show because you could come on and talk about your experience as an artist.
I would love to.
Because you were also, you perform, you were a singer.
No, I was an actress. I wrote a one-woman play that I used to tour around the country.
What was the name of your play?
It's called Through Ruby's Eyes.
About a traveling
singer-songwriter and everything she learned and how, you know, kind of her personal growth journey. It was fun.
I'm going to have to read that. How can I get a copy of that?
It's not published.
Oh, no.
It's not. It's kind of one of those past things that I just let be the past. I had some fun characters. My favorite was a woman who worked for the law firm of Bigger, Better, Beidler, and Better. And it was just, it was a fun little play, alliterative play, but her struggles and choices that she made working for this firm. It was just fun.
And
it
so you were an actress, and then you were also a juggler.
Well, I...
You juggled fire, for goodness sake.
And you know, it's a great metaphor for being in business now.
Right. That's true.
I do that every day.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, how can our audience get a copy of your book?
Oh, well, they could go to my... I have two websites. Carl House is carlhouse.com. But to get my book, I have another company, my speaking, writing, and media. It's Arriving with BB Web, just two B's and web, WEBB.com. And they can download a version or they can order a book or any of my DVDs,
well,
my
excellent.
Talks.
Yeah. Well, BB, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Sure.
I so enjoyed your presentation.
Thank you, Alex. Come visit Carl House sometime. We'd love to.
I would love to. Thank you.
Serve a nice cup of coffee for you. Yes. We make
I
good coffee.
I would like to have a glass of wine with you.
Okay, we'll do that too.
Okay,
thanks, Alex.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.